Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
Hello, Rancor's Brothel listeners. This is Jeff Bott. Our recording for this session began with a 10-minute rant about conspiracy theories that was entertaining enough that I didn't want to cut it out, even though it has nothing to do with the game. So enjoy Grady going full tin foil hat for a few minutes.
Some poor woman at work who does not know anything about me got me started on a goddamn rabbit hole about fucking Project Blue Book and Operation Paperclip and fucking Majestic 12, and she had no idea what fucking road that she was hoeing, but she was like, at one point, she just kept looking shit up on her phone, and she was like, you need to stop. I have so many things written down right now. Like, yeah, fucking atomic bomb, Operation Paperclip. You know, we were all those fucking Nazis over here? She's like, is Hitler really dead? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Hitler's dead.
Have you heard of NASA?
Yeah.
Did you know who really, you know...
Who really got that going?
Yeah.
She kept Googling shit, and I'd actually watched a video about it literally last night. I knew about it, but I was like, yeah, do you know... Because I'm a big believer that a lot of this... I think a lot of this alien stuff... Now, it'd be interesting to get your perspective, because you actually have flown, like, really high-quality drones. I think a lot of this alien bullshit is advanced surveillance equipment, and that the government is outing the Chinese, whoever the fuck it is. They're outing someone by putting their shit on blast. Like, well, if you don't know what it is, I can tell you when it happened, where it happened, how it was acting, and blah, 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 but I don't know what it is.
A lot of people don't. So the spy balloon from China that we recently shot down.
Right.
Everybody gets an idea of what that is, but do you realize the equipment hanging off that balloon was the size of a football field?
Right.
It's huge.
Really?
So when those things get down to ground level, so I mean, just take a guess how many spy balloons China might have floating over our country right now. So.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing is, like I told them, is it's like, it's an escalation thing. Like, you know, country somewhere is saying, bro, we know you're, knock the shit off of
me. Like cast sending.
You know what I mean? Hey, bro. Knock that shit off. Hey, bro, seriously, we noticed the second one. Seriously, the third one? It's like, all right, fucking send the F-16s up there. Let's fucking blow them up.
Put them on goddamn CNN. Off course.
And then let's retrieve. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like the alien shit is getting such a big play, and nobody's downplaying it or laughing about it. I feel like it's advanced military warfare, and they're just blasting it out there, saying, oh, we don't know what this is. I know I saw it off the course of San Diego, and it was here and here, and we saw it do this maneuver and this maneuver. Who knows what it is, folks? China knocked the shit off. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you're doing.
Well, it's one of those unwritten agreements. So I, you know, don't blast all over your news networks that, you know, we had a spy balloon in your country and we won't do the same for you. So,
right. Yeah. Like, to me, that's what it is. I don't think it's aliens. I think it's, no. I think you're playing around with shit. And I was trying to explain.
Did you ever read who's the woman that you told me to read?
Annie Jacobson.
Jacobson. Yeah. Did you ever read the one about like Area 51? And
I listened to about half of it, but not. That's where I got some of these. That's where some of these thoughts percolated from. But like, to me, it's like, to me, what seems so clear is Project Blue Book and investigating all this shit. Like I told them, it's 1955, right? It takes almost a month to travel by car from one end of the U.S. to the other via the highway system. Like, you didn't have a surveillance system for, and fucking Sputnik just went across the sky. Like, you don't have a surveillance system for Russian stuff. So what the fuck do you do? do? You subtly legitimize aliens so that every motherfucker in America is looking to the skies for anything weird and calling the goddamn FBI. Like, that's what you do.
That's interesting. I like that.
Like, that's where you get the men in black showing up to investigate. Yeah, because maybe it's a weather balloon, or maybe it's a fucking Russian spy plane. You know, maybe it's a Russian satellite. Like, yeah, I want Jim Bob out in goddamn Iowa looking to the skies because there isn't NORAD yet. Like, we don't see it coming. To me, that's what I think Project Blue Book was all about. It wasn't about aliens. It was about watching the skies for spies. Because that's what I was telling them. And she was Googling this, too. Japan fucking firebombed the Pacific Northwest via weather balloon as part of World War II. Like,
not very successfully, but yeah.
No, but I mean, shit. They set off a goddamn weather balloon from Japan and actually hit the country they were aiming at. There's some precision there. Yeah.
Didn't they also, like, burn down? There was a city they half burned down because they were experimenting with using bats. And the bats had, with the firebombs, went back up into their own buildings as part of the testing.
Yep.
I'd really like to read her book.
It just so happens the majority of Japan was built out of, you know, wood because it was cold.
One of Annie Davidson's FOIA books is DARPA. And I think that would goddamn amazing.
She's so good.
She's good. I got Jeff.
Okay, what is DARPA? I know the term.
Advanced research.
Okay.
Yeah. The ones who invented the internet, right?
No, that's ARPA.
ARPANET, yeah.
DARPA is Technological Defense Against the Darts.
But, like, they're the ones that have, like, weather-controlling satellites in Alaska. Fucking, like, all the weird shit. Like, that's, like, DARPA, I think, was involved in, like, MK Ultra and, like, the men who stare at goats. And
it's just the CIA.
Yeah, but DARPA's got science behind it. CIA has assassins. I mean, the perspective is different.
The one about the paranormal and MK Ultra and everything like that was fascinating.
I bet that was good too.
About how it was eventually brought into the CIA and what it turned into. And
yeah, they were talking about how remote viewing funded by the CIA was a big thing until Dateline. Like, they started it in, like, 1950-something, and it continued to be funded by the U.S. government up until 1995?
Something like that, yeah.
And Dateline did a breaking. Hey, look, we're paying psychics with defense contractors' budgets.
Yep.
But supposedly, they found shit with those remote viewers.
Yes.
Honestly, I'd rather pay remote viewers than another Tomahawk missile. So,
yeah. I mean, they've been used since World War One. I mean, there's documentation about them. Like, I watched a video at one point in time where they had one in a room and he was tuning in to like a Nazi, and the guy did not speak German at all and just started talking and saying what the Nazi was saying.
Uh-huh.
And then they were cataloging everything. Like,
the book about it said that they had like a 40% accuracy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't feasible for field work because they couldn't tell what 40% was good.
Yeah. You got to connect the dots after you get the data.
But that's my thought. Looking at all those videos and the fact that these are fighter pilots who are coming out and saying this, and they're not being ostracized by the U.S. government or by the military, I almost feel like what they're doing is they're putting other countries on notice saying, hey, we're seeing your shit. I will never forget when we connected the dots in college where fucking North Korea, they did something. They had hacked something, blah, 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 whatever. And everybody was making fun of Obama because Obama didn't really say anything. And he says, you know, we will defend our borders, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But he just gave a speech and that was it. Then like 3 days later, Korea's electricity went out.
Yes.
Fucking days.
I remember that. Yeah.
I'm like, this is the shadow game warfare that we don't see.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the reasons why I've got a great board game in there for two players that I've always wanted to play. That is the Cold War. And like, what's the brilliant about that game is that you have to play these little microaggressions. If anybody gets too aggressive, the game ends and you both lose.
Yeah.
So you have to subtly nuclear winter. And you have to share cards. So like, I get cards that are going to help the Russians, and the Russians get cards that are going to help the US, but I can't play everything. I have to give you an advantage to get something else. And it's like, it's very clutch. It's considered one of the best war games, but I'm like, I'm too fucking dumb. I've tried playing against a computer on the easiest setting and fucking lose every time.
As much as I enjoy our conversation, we should start recording.
We are recording.
Oh, I didn't know we were recording.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You didn't say welcome back. It out.
This is the conspiracy theory episode.
Got ya. Hey, Jeff, cut all that.
Jeff Bot has no intention of cutting it out.
No. We get lots of fans at the NSA.
I mean, you don't have to cut it. It's whatever.
Look at me. Jeff Bot is the captain now. Jeff Bot will do what Jeff Bot wants.
So does anybody have any goals they would like to accomplish today? You seem to have some ideas of things you wanted to do.
I did.
Well, you did.
Was that a question? Or
you did.
I just distinctly remember saying the words, I'm tapped out last session before we time traveled. So I really don't. I mean, I'm glad we got the nuggets of wisdom out of the tablets, but unless we can split up that party and send them to those other sites in London.
Which is an option. You can make calls. You could reach out to the program. You could, you have a network, so not everybody has to do everything. It's just, do you rely on your network to get information? Do you send a specialist at the cost of not being somewhere else to do a thing?
Do we need to send someone to Italy?
I think it would be Kazim, if anybody.
And is it going to be worth it?
Does Kazim speak Greek? Is that why it would be him?
He does speak Greek and Latin.
And the Narcotic Manuscript is in Greek, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Because Hastings has to stay on the tablets she's at.
Mm-hmm. She's the only person that we have that speaks Akkadian.
Correct.
And his cover would be perfect for that, just because he's got university connections, etc.
Yeah, PhD in history and Middle Eastern studies from Harvard. Yeah. I want to say he was attached to some... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so...
Just because I haven't mentioned it in a while, and it was brought up earlier, but it will make it difficult for Jeff to edit, because we already talked about it. We had talked about some information you had received. You should have a PDF of this in the Discord, actually, I think. Operation Bone Box Related Incidents. The 30th of March, an intense firefight took place east of Al-Sanaya District in the demolished ruins of Nineveh. Police and military units were ordered out of the area by the head of Amin al-Dawa in Mosul, Ahmed al-Jabiri.
Yes.
So just making sure you had noted that. And that report also said there were no pertinent incidents had been reported as of the 1st of April.
In reading Kazim's character sheet.
Sure.
In the CIA, there are those who gather information, those who decide what it means. You take information from desperate sources, newspapers, websites, informants, LINT, and the assets developed by case officers, and figure out what it means. In short, your job is piecing together unrelated knowledge, a dangerous endeavor in the world of Delta Green. Mm-hmm. How would he do that mechanically?
Let me look at his character sheet.
If we're getting little bits of information.
Which are we coming? Who are we talking about?
Kazim. I mean, he's got a CIA case officer that is one of his bonds. He could access that as a resource.
You are, as a CIA intelligence analyst, you're goddamn
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, but real Jack Ryan, not now Jack.
Flashy
Ryan.
Action. Yeah, hero Jack
correct.
Ryan. Yeah,
Jack Ryan, who's going? Ah, that lady has big tits. That's clearly so and so's girlfriend. That's definitely out of one of the Jack Ryan novels.
You're a real analyst.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you need to have at least a. I swear to God, that's in one of those books. They say you had to have at least a D cup in order to be seen by the spy satellite. So they identified that it was this woman and knew that this guy was at this house. And then they fucking sent a missile or some shit.
Oh, yeah. That was Sean Bean's character.
I don't remember watching the movie, but I read a shit ton of those books at a very impressionable age.
Sean Bean's character.
Yeah. Clear and Present Danger.
There it is. No,
Patriot Games. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was it Patriot Games?
Yeah.
Sean Bean wasn't in Patriot Games.
Yeah, he was. He was the IRA terrorist.
He was, wasn't he?
Okay. Yeah.
Freedom Fighter.
Yeah.
No. I haven't seen the movie, so I'm not going to actually make any real comment.
I'm all for a free Ireland, but blowing up school children, probably not the best way to get it.
Not really.
Fighting over religious lines, also not a great way either. The orange and the green. I mean, mechanically, there are a few things there that I think you could use. I think you could definitely lean on your bonds.
We didn't up our ticks last session, did we?
Probably not. If you have a tick, you can do it every session. So if there's ticks on there, you can erase it and bump it up. D4 minus one.
Oh, is it?
D3 minus one? Something like that.
No, it is it's D4 something.
Because there's the opportunity that you don't. That's why I think it's D4 minus one. Because it used to be just 1 point, and then they changed it in the errata.
Aha!
I think it's D4 minus one.
That sounds familiar.
Four.
Al Rubini's bureaucracy's gone up because he fucked up the NSA roll early.
Akkadian goes up by two.
Nice. I mean, I think mechanically, Jeff, it's
It's Hument, it's SIGINT, it's bureaucracy.
Cody, I just want to roll dice and have you tell me the answer. That's what I want.
Right?
Well, I mean, you were put together as the clever party. You're brothel best here.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
We even brought in a ringer.
The pool is real shallow, guys.
There's sand at the bottom. Dive in head first.
So, yeah, I think in terms of the CIA analyst, that's you're going to pull in that disparate information and utilize probably those roles, I would think.
Okay.
Depending on whether or not it's signals or human intel or, I mean, even anthropology could work if you're doing things from a cultural basis, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And your scores are big enough there that you could even argue just getting information if it's basic information.
Right.
Yeah, a good analyst doesn't know everything. They just know who knows everything.
I have a question. Some time's gone by. Have we been contacted by the Peshmerga?
No, because the Peshmerga was mostly Spencer's thing, so I think we avoided it last session.
Maybe we can.
We briefly discussed like their technological wants.
And... Well, we did, but also he was like, you guys haven't taken the time to let stuff figure out yet. And I was like, okay.
We need to let it marinate.
Yeah, because now they've had 10 days to use the app that you've installed on their phone, so they may be more pliable having used it for a week and a half. You know what I mean?
And also now that Spencer's back, I brought up the Peshmerga for a reason.
Yep.
Spencer's a big Peshmerga guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us are big Peshmerga guys.
They're great.
Yeah, just that on the ground intel in Mosul would be really nice.
Or like, you know, maybe they can smuggle us in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll monitor on the drone.
Oh, yeah. We're still waiting on Mosul covers, aren't we?
Yeah. We're still waiting on our covers from our handler.
Yeah.
So that's a way in to talk to the handler if anybody wants to talk to the handler. Like, hey, we're still waiting on these. Any ETA on when we're going to get them?
I mean, you're dragging your feet. We're burning through our resources here.
As of right now, that is the only thing we've asked of our handlers.
Yeah. I imagine Mary shouldn't be the one making the call.
No.
Yeah,
she should not.
So it is the morning of the 26th. So let me know what you want to do. I assume that Olson, Hastings, and Kazim are continuing to work on the tablets. Warner and Captain Dan both finished their training role, so they're free. So basically every other character except for those three are free.
Nasser could check in with Peshmerga.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to break Kazim off and send him to Italy or no?
Great question, because I'm sure. Are you actually like, is from a mechanical game standpoint, if we pull Kazim, is there going to be, it's going to take longer or making rolls for what we're finding?
Yeah, no, I will both punish and reward you as I deem fit. Yes.
Sweet.
You are benevolent. You are benevolent.
There's nothing fucking benevolent about him.
That was sarcasm.
I told you I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Forewarned is forearmed, Jeff.
I am your god.
I mean, plus we can always substitute a set of arms for assistance.
Someone asked if you were a god, right? You say yes.
I don't think sending him to Italy is a bad idea.
No, I don't think so either.
Just another avenue for information.
Yep, let's do it.
Do we want to send Warner or Dan to go assist or anybody else?
No, Hastings has Olsen there. I think Kazim is okay.
Yeah.
We've got one person assigned from the museum helping us. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, they're probably doing most of the work, let's face it. So.
Well, I mean, it's not bad to only have one person working too. It's a lot less people we have to execute to keep it from getting out.
So let's establish a few things here. So you want to send Kazim to Italy.
Yes.
Okay, because I want to just start prepping to make sure I know what Kazim to Italy is an idea, and you're going forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nasser is going to try and contact the Peshmerga.
Yep,
and you're going forward with that. The other two are still training the tablets, which gives you what, four more characters potentially to do things with,
which we can probably come up with some type of SIG in.
And somebody wants to also talk to your handler?
Yes. And we were just to get an update on our Mosul.
Okay. Is there a sequence in which this is going down that you want it to go down?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Then I'll pick the sequence.
If we are reaching out to the handler, mm-hmm. not that I think it's a good idea, but I would recommend that we ask if there's a way we can gain access to the Cowboys somehow.
Okay.
Because that phone's off the table now.
Does anybody have Delta Green connections from their character sheet?
Yes.
Okay. If you talk about that amongst yourselves, you know that that's going to be a hard ask. None of you have ever experienced anything that is not program. So the simple suggestion that there's another group out there doing this and the way that your handler shut that shit down, going through official channels is probably going to be incredibly difficult.
Damn, I really wish we could tap in.
Jennifer has a bond with a CIA analyst who's Al.
That's him.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Never mind.
So the implication there is
one of the two of the characters, yeah, had bonds for each other.
Yeah.
Al-Malay. Oh, yeah. It was a DG CIA analyst, and I was trying to, if it wasn't him, right, he'd be like, oh, we're going to tap another DG guy that we happen to know.
Teams are pretty isolated from each other in DG, right? Would it be possible that I can make a roll and see if we know an older DG agent that we could, that might know more about the Cowboys?
If you wanted to go around your handler and you have a bond in Delta Green that's not somebody at this table, you could attempt to circumnavigate, but you would need to find that character.
Okay.
Like Jeff showed me a character that had a DG bond, but I think it was over here.
Okay.
Most of the DG bonds are within the team.
If they're within the team, then you only know each other. You don't know anyone else.
You think it's possible that if we just got Rassam's phone number that we could signals intelligence, pull the data to find out when
I think it was a sat phone. Awesome.
Was it? I don't know.
I think that's what they said.
We found one, Cody.
Which one is it?
Kasim.
Yeah, Kasim has a bond with a CIA case officer, Josh Irazi. Yeah,
that's Jennifer.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. It's the same thing I just tried to do, and it happened to be him. Oh, well, okay. It's the other way around.
That's funny. Yeah. Damn.
Susan, theoretically.
Anyone. The refugees and the cult people. I assumed that meant somebody
in the team.
That's something we can do with the four that are left.
But I would let you finagle that if you really wanted
to. So that's something we can do with the four that are left. We can go back out and see.
Jennifer could go do that.
If we haven't defined it already. Did we define it already?
Nope, not really. I wrote down a name, but it never came up.
If we did, erase that shit. Let's go.
Yeah.
No, I would say it doesn't specify. So I'm okay if you want to know someone else in the program, somebody else that you worked on a team with. But she's going to have to make a phone call.
Okay.
Great. So Kasim is headed to Italy. I'm going to say that takes a day. So Kasim can be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair. In terms of contacting the Peshmerga, make me a bureaucracy roll.
Yeah.
And we'll make it, you can have plus 20%.
Right.
I think he might need that.
Outfish
mode? No, he doesn't need that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, we're good. 26 under 90.
Okay. I forget who your contact was.
There's been lots of names.
While he looks that up, can you guys fill me in on what program we gave them or what technology they have now because of us?
It was just an encryption program, I believe, to be able to
use. So they communicate. Yeah.
Yeah, better communication.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Because they were using whatever.
I don't think I wrote down
whatever app that they had.
WhatsApp that everyone has a backdoor to. Yeah.
Right. Your bureaucracy role, you reach out to your contact because you want to talk to Sadeghi, I think was the guy who you talked to before. Your contact on base, whose name I can't remember, you're able to talk to him. He says, hey, you know, I'll reach out. I'm sure he'd like to speak with you. There's a lot of movement right now. It may be a few days. I'll reach out as soon as I can. So you can talk to him. It sounds like they're excited to talk to you, but it's going to be a little bit.
That's fine. Thank you.
Should confirm that they got their guys out at Rassam's.
Do we want to...
Yeah. I'm going to write that down. Sorry.
Peshmerga. You want to contact... So we've got to contact the handler, and then Susan is going to call this other person. Which one do we want to do next? Does it matter? And does Susan have a name for me? Hopefully it's a cool name. Like Agent Orange.
That's not a cool name. Terror.
Who doesn't want to be called Agent Orange?
Anyone. It poisoned and killed so many people.
Well, I just like Delta Green.
Cool. Yeah, you're right.
It'd be really cool with hitman names.
What if it was magic poison and it was made by the program specifically for something that was in the jungles
there
of Vietnam?
You go.
It's just like somebody named, you know, like Pyro or, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's really not a good thing, but people do it.
Yeah.
Who's contacting the handler?
Great question. Who is going to piss them off the least?
I mean, there's one character that's good at pissing people off, I guess.
So
you want a player or you want to pass it off this time?
Are you going to make Irene make the call?
No, Irene's the bitch in the CIA. Jennifer.
I mean, yeah.
I would assume that she's probably, I mean, we're looking for people who aren't doing things, right?
Yeah.
And Nasser's off doing that. I mean, Al Rabini can do it, but he's just like a tech guy. He's got worse bureaucracy.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think Jen's the right choice.
No, I'm still waiting for you to tell me who's contacting the handler.
I think Jen is.
Jennifer. Okay,
who's going to play Jen?
I mean, I can.
She is in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Roll bureaucracy.
Don't fuck up.
I need to go back and learn. There's a I learned a Latvian phrase for you fucked up. I don't have any money. Okay, I'm just an idiot, I guess. I fucked up.
That looked like an odd 7 from here.
Oh, it would be a 71, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. You were unable to contact the handler today.
Okay.
Did you come up with your Agent Orange name yet?
Yeah, Miles Worthington.
I like that name. Nicely done.
He is an Egyptologist with the University of London.
Okay, perfect. How does she know him?
She went to the University of London.
Okay, because he's supposed to be DG.
Yep, that's how she was introduced.
Int by 5 roll, Jeff.
Is this an int by 5 roll for me or for Hastings?
Yes.
Nope.
Missed it.
Okay. So let me write that name down again. What did you say it was?
Miles Worthington. I think that's what I said.
Yeah, it is.
So Susan contacts Miles Worthington, a British DG contact.
Miles?
Bureaucracy roll, Jeff. Just to get through phone calls, blah, blah, blah.
New dice, Jeff. New dice.
Yeah, new dice. That's a fail.
Okay. You do not do telephone well in this game.
No, we do not. Bureaucracy rolls are not our forte.
The only time we do well with
but
telephone rolls is shoot here.
That's a tick.
Oh, yeah.
It is a tick. Getting better every day.
I don't know how Jennifer has not increased her bureaucracy, because I know for a fact that she failed it when she talked
about it. I ticked it one session.
But it hasn't gone up.
It should have.
It didn't. It's not written there.
I rolled for her. Or did I roll for Mary? I remember rolling a die for her.
Barring anything else, we're going to the 27th, I imagine?
Anything SIGINT related we'd like Rabini to do today?
Yes.
Thanks, Jackass. Suggestions?
Monitor signals coming out of Mosul as to whether or not Al Jabiri is actually dead.
That's a great idea.
As, like, doing SIGINT, would I be able to identify and potentially, like, identify encrypted communication or no?
It depends on how well you roll.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, so yeah, I guess I'm just monitoring signals to find out if we killed that guy.
I mean, that's my idea. If anybody else has another one, that's fine.
Toss SIGINT.
Woo. Wow.
That's 4 failed.
We are rolling high.
Fire.
You are able to
find, I think that's his first failed SIGINT roll of the game.
Yeah. You are able to find no definitive evidence of the death of
looks like we're gonna have to stick with our Photoshop shit.
Honestly, we can ask. We'll have someone we can ask about that. That'll be, he's high enough up. Right?
The Peshmerga should know.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Someone will know.
We roll into the 27th. The phone rings for Jennifer.
Hello?
The fuck you want? It is Gwyn.
Oh, Gwyn is the handler.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were just wanting to kind of touch base. I know we've been waiting on covers to go into Mosul. Didn't know if you had an updated ETA since we've been in country for...
Yeah, the CIA is finishing them up. We're trying to get you identification that's going to goddamn pass in an active war zone. So it's taking some time. Probably another week, I would say. Maybe a little longer. 7 to 10 days, give or take.
Got ya. Should I also try and push for contacts for the Cowboys or no?
No.
Is that...
Ask for more money.
We don't even have to ask for that much. Like, another 20 G's would help, and it's not that much money. But it's up to you. Your gut, my gut says they're an asshole and probably will say no anyway. Not Cody. Well, kind of Cody, but probably
him. Mostly. Mostly. Yeah.
You do remember he handed you a briefcase that we all agreed about was an absurd amount of money that you spent very rapidly.
It's on the back of Mary's sheet. The money and
it
stuff.
Got you Wins Unknown to a Dot, so there's that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you left with an absurd amount of money. And it fucking flew off the shelf.
Yeah, well, contract hitmen. They're private military.
They were worth it, weren't they?
Yeah. because we rolled well for that session.
Hey, by God, our characters did not get shot.
Yeah, which Cody, I think, insinuated many times that he thought they would.
Well, yes. You guys had tried to go in there against 27 people.
There was a lot of random grenades. I
remember. Who did that?
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to talk to Gwen about?
We've been here a while and we haven't heard anything from you. You seem pretty hands-off with this mission. You worried about your level of...
Do you have any idea what the fuck I'm doing?
No, obviously not.
Okay, well, suffice to say, there's a lot of shit going on. You're the experts. I'm not here to babysit. What do you need?
Go ahead.
Nothing. I just thought of something to do when you're not on the phone with Gwen.
Got you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could always use more money or maybe contacts for the guys who are already in the ground here. We've already sealed up Rassam's. Like, we might, you know.
What do you mean sealed up Rassam's?
I don't imagine there being any further vectors coming out of that location.
I'd like a report, please. Full report.
Click.
The phone starts ringing.
Turn it off.
All right, there we go. That's been done.
That went worse than I thought.
I'm so happy. I'm glad it happened.
No, what I'm thinking is we need to research him.
Yeah.
We need blackmail.
Yeah.
Blackmail on who? I'm sorry.
Wait. On our handler.
Yep.
We're going against Delta Green now.
No.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling my NSA contact.
Okay.
Who is it that has the NSA contact?
Rubini.
Sure.
We'll get there. Yeah, well, there's okay. Other things we can do. Sure. I got to think about it.
That note is not in the right line.
Remind me never to piss you off.
Remember when I said he's a petty bitch?
Minute.
Oh, that's a good quality to have in this game. It really is.
Is it?
I'm gonna snap his computer. Fuck off. Where's your notes now, bitch?
You guys come back and he's just fucking taking up the claw of a hammer to all your fucking data. We're going dark. MacGyver this shit. You got a goddamn TI-90 and a fucking compass.
I need some rubber bands. I need a roll of duct tape. And give me your shoe while you're at it. What do you need a shoe for? Just piss on the run. Let's go.
Who's playing Cassim?
I am, because I have been.
What is this nap from hell?
It's the beer.
Yeah.
The best part, too, is it's like the perfect color of your beard. So I see it's like, and then it disappears, and then it's like, disappears, and then
got fleas, man. You got fleas.
I also need to see...
I could ask Jeff to do it, I suppose, and that would save me time.
But what's
who's
that?
Playing Kazim? I need to document your expense for going to, for getting to the library and everything.
Oh, looking up
the cost, yeah.
He's flying economy.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Economy?
Now that
he's just piggybacking the next ship to Europe or plane to Europe out of the base.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going straight into Horror on the Orient Express as he takes the train across Europe.
I mean,
what kind of
expense is that?
Unusual.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Or even if we hitch a ride.
It's not up to $5,000 to get a plane ticket to Europe.
No, it's not. But that's what it says in the book. And I presume that's also going to get you into the library.
When have you ever played by rules in a book? Because this would be the first time, you twat.
That's true. It is an unusual expense.
$1,000 to $5,000.
Somebody roll a D6.
All right, I got it. Here we go. I'm traveling. This is my travel.
This is bypassing customs.
Four.
We'll call it $3,500.
Well, that was nice. He gave us $500.
Who's tracking the money?
I marked it off.
Okay.
I'm about to make sure you have no money. Mark off your $3,500.
I know what it is. We're at $6,250.
Minus those investments we made yesterday.
So you're heading to the National Library of Greece.
Yes.
I lied. We're at 58,400.
As you are there, it says that the library is a cramped neoclassical building from the 19th century. In April of 2016, which would be this month, an excavation dislodged dozens of shackled skeletons from a rebellion 2,700 years ago. So that's probably all over the papers.
Shackled skeletons.
What are your
from 2,700 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of in the news while you're there. There are people like taking photos. There's a news crew. Like, it's like, holy shit, you know, just like you do in a lot of ancient European places, you start digging and holy shit, you find some weird stuff.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. What are your scores? What are his scores in history, occult, or foreign language? We don't get there yet. You need to access the restricted holdings, because the Narcotic manuscripts are just not hanging out on the
right.
Shelf.
Yeah. I would go up to,
you would call early.
Yeah.
On the way up. Flying in to look at this.
Yeah. Not just gonna, that's a good point. You would not just show up, call ahead. And I'll put it under the guise of honestly, just an upcoming journal article in a leading, academic journal, and I'm doing research. Just make it as boring as possible. Just
name drop
a Harvard professor.
Well, yeah, I mean, he went to Harvard, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
He is one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's a Harvard professor, so I'll just drop that.
Bureaucracy, persuade, or charisma by 5.
Bureaucracy is 40. No. Persuade is 20.
Ooh. What's his charisma?
Charisma.
Main stats.
55. So that's probably my best bet. Okay. 61. Did not get it.
Special holdings closed today. Try again tomorrow.
Well, you called ahead. That's perfect, because you were calling ahead for a reason. So you get to try again now, because it's the new day.
Choose bureaucracy or persuade.
Fuck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Bureaucracy.
That's what I got to say to that.
Phil, I got the exact same role. We're doing great today, guys.
Shake them dice a little more.
Has anyone passed a roll yet?
I passed a roll where it was a 90% that I had to pass.
Oh.
So I got a 26, but.
Yeah. You can, it's the 27th, so you can try again on the 28th. The media and everything.
I'm going to go out for a nice fucking Italian dinner, and I'm buying.
Spend your own money, bitch.
I'm about to say, I'm buying a $250 bottle of wine. So mark $250 off.
You're wondering why it costs $35. It's because it's for 2 weeks.
Don't. I'm not $250.
Cheap wine in Italy.
I mean,
I'm getting ramen at the gas station. Okay, the corner bodega, whatever the fuck they have in Italy.
Yeah. You see our funds.
Yeah.
He's got some idols to sell.
$61,900 minus fuck you, great equals $58,400.
That's because you said Italy.
Well, stop saying Italy.
You said Greece. You said Greece wasn't right. It was in Italy.
Yeah, I think I said Italy wasn't right. It's in Greece.
No, you said the other way around.
Roll it back, Jeff.
We don't get to. We've got 5 people.
I'm going to roll it back and play you saying exactly what I said you said. We were actually talking about sending him to Greece.
To Greece?
Because he doesn't speak Akkadian. He speaks Greek.
What's in Greece?
Greece. Yeah, I don't remember Greece either.
A big chunk of the Winds Unknown to Adad, isn't it? Or is that the Narcotic manuscripts?
Winds Unknown to Adad are in Baghdad and are in England.
Okay.
England. Yeah.
Something was in Greece.
I think it was in Italy.
No.
I don't remember Greece.
None of you ever believe Jeff Bott.
All right. Is it the next day? Do I get to roll again?
I don't know. How many days do you want to fast forward here?
Oh, just one, because, yeah, it's closed today.
We have other things going on. We'll come back to you.
Yeah.
What else are you doing?
I don't know what else we have going on. Do we need to come back? Who else was doing what? We were waiting on Peshmerga.
I mean, we definitely need to make another SIGINT roll.
Did Hastings need to make a phone call?
I think Hastings tried.
We've tried a lot.
We've got Warner and Captain Dan that can be doing more training.
What do they need?
They can go ask about the Sons of War. I mean, we're just talking.
Did we roll up our new stats from training and Adam already and all that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they could be paranoid, but I don't know how much they're going to be able to get.
Right. I mean, we have 7 to 10 days till we get the cover. That's probably. Am I right in saying that is our next big move? Is to Mosul. Get to Mosul?
Yeah.
Right.
Mosul is.
That's to actually do some investigation at the sites where it happened. Talk to people. I think
find out if Al Jabiri, the man in the shadows, is still alive.
Mm-hmm. And what he knew.
Which we could be walking into a lot of threats. Secret police, cult.
Yep.
Not to mention the Eldritch Corps that's taking skin off.
Going to the 28th then?
Yeah, I don't think we have any other roles we need to make for today or moves. We made the moves.
Okay.
And we failed them.
Yeah, I mean, so. Jen can always go out and talk to people as well. It's not like that phone call that I just took was very long.
It's true.
28th?
Yep.
I'll give you a charisma by 5 this time.
Okay. He's showered. He's shaved. He's had his coffee.
Has he changed his dice?
He did change his dice. They're in jail.
Awesome.
99.
24.
Okay. Yeah. Just uncovering skeletons. It's been a whole thing. I do apologize. Please come in, Professor.
Yep. Great.
So yeah, you now have access to the restricted holdings.
Research montage.
You now can roll history,
microfiche,
occult, or foreign language, whichever's the lowest.
Okay.
Which foreign language?
Greek.
History.
You said whichever's the worst roll?
Occult, yep. Or
Greek.
Greek's the lowest at 40.
Okay.
So you gotta roll 40.
39. Okay. I like these dice. You're gonna turn things around for us, boys.
Well, they were.
You're gonna be busy for a while.
Okay.
I think Kazim would genuinely be interested in those skeletons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spencer is. Yeah. For sure.
And are we in Greece or Italy?
Technically, it's Greece. I don't know where the fuck Italy came from. Okay. I think it was in Italy.
No.
I don't remember Greece.
Sometimes I can't tell if he's genuinely that forgetful or if he is just messing with us.
Okay, so it is Greece.
It was a language thing. Yeah, we were like, oh, it was an Italian text.
2016 was when Greece went bankrupt as a country. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
No. Just saying you might be able to grease some palms because there might not be a whole lot of people fucking jobs. So, hey, guess what? You might be able to have a little bit more leeway than you think.
Yeah.
We're just going to play the timepiece.
Yep.
Just a thought.
No, it's a very good thought. Was it like 40% unemployment or something stupid?
It's like, yeah. It's like worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Germany's like, we're not bailing you out again. Sorry.
Yep.
And the banker said no.
You got any Deutschmarks held away?
Yeah,
those aren't worth shit either now.
Doing anything else on the 28th?
I mean, I'm assuming research is taking all day.
Yeah, he rolled how many days it's going to take.
Yeah, it's going to take time.
It's going to take days.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So you can think of him as no longer a playable character.
Gotcha.
Until we're told otherwise.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We need to try and do some research into this Sons of War on the ground. So do we want to send Jin and... Do you want a character to play and do something with Dan?
Oh, yeah. I don't care who. Probably a good idea just to send all three of them.
Yeah,
both our military heads and Jin.
Got you.
Dumb question. So the Sons of War,
I'll keep an eye on the other stats if they become relevant.
The Sons of War, as the cult existed, it seems like it wasn't like a parasitic cult where the god or demon or whatever it is needed the cult to exist. It was like they were just
sacrificed to him. So I think
the cult was sacrificing to keep it at bay from probably murdering all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were sacrificing daily to the thing.
Right.
At night, I believe, because the light would keep it at bay, which is why the priest or whatever was trying to command his god, but it was to no avail.
Okay.
So they were satiating the thing at night so that it wouldn't, you know, probably go on murder hobo like the thing that came out of the amphora has.
Right. Interesting.
That would just be assumptions, but
yeah,
it kind of makes sense.
I'm just kind of curious if a cult happened to form around it or it's something that happens to form cults generally. That's
yeah.
And from the story, it sounds like a cult formed around it. But just curious what you guys thought.
There was one event that I want to say it was
the fight in the ruins.
No, it was another one that was on our list that I want to say it was a CIA lady gave us information about. Oh no, this is the one that I was listening to when I was editing. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm getting my shit confused. But it talked about somebody walking away.
Yeah,
like it was like there was a witness to people getting ripped apart, and it looked like it was going after this guy, but then he walked away.
Oh, that's not...
I remember people being kidnapped.
Yeah, there were people who disappeared.
Mm-hmm. When multiple times, where we've got missing people.
Yes.
Nobody.
And I talked before about the join up or die speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what's going on, but that's what it sounds like to me.
We also briefly talked about like biblical firstborn son type stuff also last session.
You should look at the thing that you're editing. Yeah. is a document that you received that is in the Discord. What you are referencing is something I handed to you.
Could be wrong, but based on what you're saying.
The related incidents?
Yes, like the 7th one, the 10th one, something down there.
Missing. One was missing. Two were missing.
So like, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in here about somebody being a part of an attack and walking away.
Mm-mm. No, I just see people listed as missing.
Correct.
There is one that was alive but catatonic.
Two sons could not be located. One son missing. Three members of ISIS patrol missing. Those definitely weren't female.
Another second thing that we might be able to do is getting hospital records for the ones who were taken to the hospital. Al-Khansa Hospital.
It's worth a shot.
I don't know.
I thought we'd talked previously, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like we wouldn't be able to get that stuff being out of network.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Was that something we'd talked about, Dan? I feel like we'd come to you with those kinds of questions.
I'm sorry, what?
You're talking about getting hospital records from the Al-Khansa Hospital.
But yeah.
You, if I remember correctly, when we discussed previously, you were like, that's something you'll have to be like on network to be able to actually get. You couldn't like remotely access them.
Records
cloud.
Yeah, I mean,
depends on what service they use, what cloud service.
Yeah, I think we were talking about like we were referencing city like cameras,
but yeah. Oh, okay.
Actual systems,
which makes
the
sense.
City.
They'd have their own server and yeah. storage. And
yeah, data is usually accessible via anywhere in the world. So as long as you can find the right doors.
So then I could.
I'm sure the NSA has a back door.
Well, I think we already kind of worked that direction, and that didn't quite work how we wanted it to. Yeah.
Who are you trying to identify specifically, or are you just looking for medical results?
We're looking for the survivors of the attack who were taken to Al-Khansa Hospital.
So people admitted on those
also,
particular days.
We need to look and see if there were survivors after Rassam's.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to look at records of people admitted on the dates of reported survivors, as well as the date of the day after.
Just just kind of what you would know is that accessing that digitally would be difficult because if things were set up. Mm-hmm. If you could get somebody on the inside, that's probably a lot easier to figure out. I mean, shit, if you have anybody who's in Mosul, they could walk in and access records and walk back out. It may even be common knowledge.
That would be the Peshmerga, right?
Yeah, that's the only contact.
Of the contacts you have made and not burned thus far, yes.
Okay.
Are we going on a day, or did you say anything else you want to do?
So the reason for having the names of the people who survived would be so that we could go interview them, I assume, right? Is that a worthwhile use of our time in Mosul?
I think so.
Okay, I think so too. It's more firsthand accounts.
I think Al Rabini then would be, since he knows it's probably not easy to pull the data we're looking for there, probably look into like what other potential news is going on in the region, like signals intelligence, like what's going on.
Yeah.
Has the coalition closed the noose at all? Like what's going on there?
Yeah. Mosul movements.
Yeah.
Just generally speaking, you know that they are, but it's still a weeks, if not couple of months kind of thing. Mm.
Okay.
Anything out of the ordinary being reported?
Not at this date and time.
Do we have any information about Rassam's family?
Yes. There was stuff in the slideshow and a few other.
No, that's what I'm reading. It says other teams are running down those family members and will deliver any actionable intelligence should it arise.
If somebody hadn't just hung up on the handler. There was also a quarry or something that was owned by the family.
Yeah, here.
Yes. And I didn't know if we should check that out.
You would know in terms of SIGINT, if you're wondering how things are going and what things are happening in Mosul, it's easy enough to find out. Go to each of these pages while not losing this page. And also not throwing this book on the floor. Okay.
Do you want another table?
I don't know. You guys just keep bouncing back and forth. I'm like, oh, they're going for this. And then I open up the book and they're like, no, they've changed their minds. I'll go back this way. Oh, shit. What page was that on again? So anyway, you don't even have to make a SIGINT roll. Things that have been happening. I think we talked about that at one point. It's been a couple weeks ago, but ISIL bulldozers destroy the ancient Mashqi Gate at the Nineveh Ruins. 12th of April, British airstrikes near Mosul and Kirak take out an ISIL rocket launching team and mortar team.
I don't remember the bulldozers. I remember the airstrike.
April 14th. This is just, you haven't asked this in a while, so I'm just giving you information of the last 2 weeks.
What was the date of the gate?
The 10th.
So this would be after the firefight that happened there.
ISIL bulldozers destroy the ancient Adad Gate, an ancient
ancient walls in the Nineveh ruins. That's on the 14th. The 16th, the Coalition airstrike kills Imad Khalid Afar, a senior ISIL commander and advisor near the Salam Hospital in Mosul, which ISIL uses as headquarters. The 18th of April, helicopter-borne U.S. and Peshmerga forces carry out a raid in Hammam Alil, south of Mosul, killing three ISIL militants. One is Salam Abd Shabib al-Jaburi, the former top ISIL commander in Mosul. The Peshmerga launch an offensive on Khorsabad, northeast of Mosul, capturing the villages of Nawara and Barima and the Khorsabad intersection to the north. The 19th, the Peshmerga forces officially enter Khorsabad. The 21st, ISIL executes two fighters and three civilians for homosexuality by throwing them from the top of a high building in the area of Bab al-Tub in central Mosul. I'm sure it was videotaped and all over the news. Reports indicate that since Mosul was taken by ISIL in 2014, over 250 women and girls have been executed by firing squads for refusing to become temporary wives for ISIL fighters. The vast majority of these victims are Yazidis. 27th of April, the Iraqi army captures Mahana, a village in the Makmur area southeast of Karak. The clashes and aerial bombardments kill 200 ISIL militants. ISIL executes seven civilians for collaborating with the Iraqi government. They are drowned in metal cages lowered into a swimming pool. The Iraqi army shells the Kayada village in the Kira district, killing 35 ISIL militants. And earlier today, the 28th of April, ISIL blows up the 19th century Christian Sa'a Kadima Church and clock tower in central Mosul. These are all real events that happened on these days. So, I mean, it's war. It's going. The coalition forces are moving in from the south and from the northeast, which is what you knew from speaking to the Peshmerga. If you're curious about what your buddy Segdegi has been up to, there you go.
Yeah, the real shit.
Been a little busy.
Mm-hmm. Killing fascists.
But yes, the Peshmerga would probably be of the resources you have, not the easiest way to get that kind of shit. Anything else? Rolling on. 29th of April. Anything you would like to do?
We wanted these three to go talk to refugees about and to try and find out about Sons of War, right?
Yeah. Anybody is familiar with them?
Okay. Humint.
Warner has a decent one.
Jennifer's got
70. Jennifer's got... I forgot she was there.
At a 65 under 70.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a language barrier in terms of like what you're asking about. Most people are like, yeah, they're sons of war. But like once you get across the concept of like a cult, an organization, a grouping, nobody's heard of anything like that. You get some
tying in the name Shagash.
No, that doesn't help. It is not a known quantity.
Interesting. So that means it's either not been a known presence or it's a recent presence.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that the people are still considered missing, that leans towards nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anything else? April 30th. Time after time. Haseem, the contact for Landry, calls back and Segdegi will meet him tonight. If he's willing to meet up with him, Haseem will get a car arranged and he'll take you so you can meet the leader, whatever. I forget what he was. I can look up his title. He's like major or something. Obviously, we've been busy the last week or so, but he has time to meet. So we'll do that this evening.
Tonight, then.
Let's do Kasim. That's the page that I wanted. Why am I on this? Kasim, roll me a D4.
Three.
Perfect. And roll me a D4 again.
Glad. Two. Okay.
You are able to, with your few days of research on the Conic manuscripts, you do come across a couple of interesting passages. You do find a myth about Shagash. And this myth say that the god Shagash, the father of war, taught its followers to quarry and chip obsidian from lava flows into the sharpest of arrowheads, spear tips, axe blades, and sacrificial daggers. Those weapons were traded as far away as modern Ukraine and the Aegean Sea. Interestingly, an Armenian phrase for obsidian is Satani egg hunk, the devil's fingernail. Shagash was said to arise at night, a cloud of black glass shards like a swarm of locusts.
Okay, so biggest takeaways. Obsidian implements are their artifacts. I wonder if we can find any of those, if that would matter, if that could help us. And we know a little bit more about what Shagash looks like.
You also find another passage you find interesting. The fragments of the Nakatic manuscript discuss... you're not sure if these are gods or alien beings. They're described as the old or ancient ones. You find one that you sort of translate as Great Cthulhu or Sathagua. The legend has that the Great Cthulhu came with uncounted progeny to Earth millions of years ago, but eventually retired to dormancy in a great city that fell beneath the waves. They say that Sathagua came from Saturn, and before that from someplace far beyond our solar system. He slumbers in black deeps of the Earth and awakens only to devour sacrifices and to teach secrets to would-be magicians. It hints at magic secrets, much like the Nicotic manuscripts do. Because Le is obviously Greek. It's a Greek article. Le Nicotic manuscripts. So there's what you get there.
Any big takeaways there, y'all?
Aliens.
Get that tinfoil hat out. Cthulhu's beaming those naughty images right into your brain.
We need to fill cups of water and leave them all over the house. Defense system.
Yep.
So that's what you got. You feel like continuing to study the Narcotic manuscripts would potentially provide you with spells. If okay. you wanted to do that. It would take time.
Where's my sanity? yeah, no, I think 100%. Right, guys?
100%.
Yeah.
And you've got a decent pal.
I do.
You would
need- I just see Kazim like firing spells, thrusting like Kellen. Crush this. Acid splash.
Oh. I did do that quite a bit, actually. Roll a... didn't
bring it up for no reason.
Make me another Greek roll. Spend some time working on it.
Hey, make sure you check those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The ones you failed.
Failed it.
Okay.
I failed something else.
The other one was persuade, wasn't it? Charisma, persuade, and Greek?
Bureaucracy.
No. Charisma by five, persuade, or bureaucracy was to get into the holdings. Now that he's in the holdings...
Right.
We're still checking for... failed.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, my
bureaucracy.
My history, occult, or Greek, whatever is lower.
It's Greek. So now that's been checked.
I failed a charisma roll.
That doesn't
that
go
doesn't
up.
Go
no,
up.
No, yeah, that yeah, doesn't go
those
up.
Those just stats.
Susan gets a phone call.
Hello.
Hello, Susan. It's been a long time. It's Miles. How are you?
Oh, excellent. I was hoping to hear from you.
Yes. I honestly didn't expect to hear from you. It's pleasant to hear your voice.
You too. Are you still attached to the program?
It's kind of one of those deals where once you're in, you're in. So
how long have you been in?
Quite a while.
Do you remember anything about the time before? I mean, I don't know what Hastings would know.
I don't know what Hastings would know. What does Hastings want to reveal?
Hastings wants to ask him if he has any experience from before that everybody came in and out of the cult.
And are you going to ask that, basically?
Yes, basically. But I don't know that she would know those terms.
I'm sorry, I don't... I'm not sure I understand. What languages does she know?
Akkadian, Ancient Aramaic, Arabic, Hebrew, and Sumerian.
You said... I don't want Akkadian. Aramaic?
Aramaic, Arabic, Hebrew, and Sumerian.
Okay. How good your Hebrew?
40.
How good your Aramaic?
40.
Miles starts to cough. And in the middle, he says in Aramaic, careful. So no, I'm sorry, Susan. I'm not sure to what you're referring. My apologies, dear.
Okay. You don't by chance have any time free, do you? We could use an extra set of hands doing research.
Perhaps. What is it that you are needing?
Well, we're cataloging tablets at the Baghdad Museum. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I can't really say that I'm local, dear. That's
I didn't expect that you were local, but
what is that? Mesopotamian tablets aren't exactly my thing. I'm happy to assist, but I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to.
How's your Akkadian?
I'm going to imagine Akkadian is not something that an Egyptologist is focused on.
I don't know. More than anything, she's trying to insinuate we need to meet.
Sure. I mean, and it's easy enough for you to get the insinuation that he's not anywhere near
right
where you're at.
Okay.
Not being local will be a little difficult. I'm actually stateside right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We got money burning a hole in our pocket. We can buy another flight. Let's go.
Right, but I don't want to pull Hastings off of what she's doing right
That's
now.
That's fair.
That poor woman you got involved with it, Jeff. I won't come back to bite you with that at all.
Mm-mm. Which poor woman?
The assistant researcher who's helping you with the Winds Unknown.
Oh, no, we're going to kill her at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you got a plan.
Yeah.
Can't be any worse than what ISIL would do.
I believe we mentioned silencers, so...
How long are you going to be stateside?
Fairly, I think a while.
Okay. When things free up a little bit, maybe we can meet up.
Are you in the field?
Yes.
Okay. Is your phone secure?
I don't know whether her satellite phone would be or not, but I bet Al Rabini would have warned her of that.
Ask Mary.
I mean,
Mary would know.
I don't know.
Yeah, if Mary would know.
Mary would know.
If it's not, you could make it.
Okay.
I thought that I did that when we got there with our force.
I know that you did something with the phones. I can't remember exactly what, but
I mean, I think that you, if not, you could make it secure if it's
okay.
Not.
And Mary could.
Would be one of the ones who could do it.
Yeah. Sure. If it's, I mean, what's her?
I don't have her sheet.
What's her applicable roles?
She's.
I'm sure she's got something high level.
It's upside down.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's decent enough that given
time. Yeah, it's 70, electronics is 50.
Yeah, I mean, that's, she could get it done for you, like, within an hour or two.
Okay, how about I call you back?
How about you provide me with your best contact information?
Okay.
Candidly, he wants to know what your line is. You get the sense he may not necessarily be worried about your line.
Okay, yeah. She'll provide it. Sure. I mean,
I'll give you an hour.
Okay.
You can patch it up.
Okay.
Anything you all would like to discuss before he calls back?
So
what happened?
Your lives are in danger.
So what's our very specific end game here? To get in contact with the Cowboys or a cowboy, to literally get help in the field or just advice, or what do we specifically want?
They were here doing something. What the fuck were they doing?
Rassam was working with them.
Yeah. And
is there more going on that we have not been able to piece together with Rassam?
Or is there more information that we weren't brought up to speed with that we didn't get from our handler?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we being kept in the dark about?
Yep. And what did the Americans have to succeed in? Which is what he wrote in his journal.
Yep.
And the Americans weren't us.
No, it was the Cowboys that he called.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I hope this works out. This is huge.
It's also why we were pretty sad that we collapsed that shit at Rassam's, because there happened to be a satellite phone.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought that was great. I was like, that's a great idea. You just dropped a building on it, but that's a great idea.
What, to go get that phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Excellent idea.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to cover before I resume fucking with Jeff?
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
It is. I don't wanna see no more.